Hello?
Oh, hi, Melvin. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just going through some trials and tribulations, Tina.
I know. I heard your message. That's why I was calling back to let you know. We can definitely give you more time. Do you need like a couple of weeks? Do you want to do it maybe at the end of the month? Or?
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's try to do it at the end of the month. I just need to try to work some things out because everything didn't happen that you can imagine didn't happen to me in 4 months here. You know.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, Melvin. No problem. Yeah. So what I'm doing is I'll push your billing out to the end of the month. And then once we do get the green light, I'll push the next one out 30 days for you. So that way you won't have to worry about, let's say this goes through on the 29th. The next payment after that would go through January 12th. And I don't want two payments so close together, right?
Yeah.
So once I do get the green light, I will push the next one out 30 days, okay?
Yeah, hopefully, you know, I can get things worked out, man. I mean, if you can name it, it didn't happen to me. You know, from death to being displaced in a hurricane to, I mean, you name it. Oh, hold on. Get this one. Somebody hit my car. The other car broke down. And did the starter go out on the van the other day? I'm sitting there like, you got to be kidding me. You know?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Call me bad luck, Slip Rock, Tina. You know, because this didn't happen, you know?
What's the thing? Bad luck sledge rock?
bad luck sledge rock. You remember him from the Flintstones?
I don't remember hearing that, but I do remember the Flintstones.
Bad luck sledge rock was one of the Flintstone characters, you know?
Oh, that's funny.
He always had bad luck, you know? Like me.
Yeah.
For some odd reason, bad luck seemed to be a friend of mine for the last 4 months of the year here. I mean, I was just like, I'm getting ready to move. All of a sudden, my nephew calls me up from Wisconsin. Yeah, Aunt Dad passed away. I'm sitting there like, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, wow.
You know, hold on. Stuck in the airport for 20 hours in Chicago. I'm sitting there like, you got to be kidding me. You know, couldn't get nothing to eat. And then when I could get something to eat, the food was so outrageous on the prices. You know, do you know a pop costs almost $5.60? A 12-ounce soda?
That's crazy. Yep.
My life has been like that, Tina, so I can appreciate whatever you guys can do for me, you know?
Yeah, I learned a little trick when traveling years ago because I know how expensive the airport sodas are, you know? So when I was going through TSA, I was like, let me, you know, try to drink my water now so that I, you know, can come through because you can't bring water through, right? And he told me, you know what you should do? He's like, just empty it out and bring the empty bottle through and fill it up on the other side. And I'm like, that's genius. So now I do that. Every time I travel, I come with an empty bottle. And then when you get on the other side, there's always like a Starbucks or some kind of fast food or somewhere that I can go put my ice water in it. And that it helps so much because then I don't have to spend $5 for a 12-ounce soda, like you said, you know?
Yeah. I mean, because this is, I mean, boy, I even got bit by a chihuahua. Believe that. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm so glad I had on pants that day, you know?
Yes, I agree.
Boy, I've been through it like that. I'm talking about through it like that. And then I'm sitting back to myself. I'm like, well, Mel, all of that was out of your control. And when nothing you can do to prepare for that or none of it, you know? It's just been a storm for you, you know? That's it, you know? And I'm just flabbergasted myself because the insurance is due today. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've been through it like that. Like that. Be beat up mentally, physically, financially, emotionally.
Yeah.
I've been like, man, you got to be kidding me. I say, well, maybe you might hit the Powerball tonight. What's up? know?
Well, you know what, Melvin? You are a breath of fresh air, because even with everything going on, you have a positive spirit. You know it's out of your control, you know? It doesn't seem like you're sitting there sulking. I mean, you're rising above it, which is so inspiring. So thank you so much for you know, being, you know, so positive throughout. And I put a note on your account, and so we're not going to try to process anything until after the 29th. Hopefully things get better and it'll be good by then. If not, I'll follow up with you after New Year, okay?
All right. I sure appreciate you.
I appreciate you, too. Thank you for everything, and have a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season, too.
I'm going to do my best with it. You know what I mean?
There you go. That's all you can do. Yep, exactly. I love it. So, okay. Well, I always enjoy talking to you, so have a nice rest of your day, too, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Melvin. Bye-bye. Bye.